It's time for Great Moments in History. This day, 2016, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 19,000 for the very first time. I checked it this morning. It's over 35,000. Oh, a correction coming soon, maybe. What else we got here? 2003. The Montreal Canadiens and Edmonton Oilers played at Commonwealth Stadium in Edmonton, the first ever outdoor NHL game, with Montreal winning 4-3. Earlier in the day, retired players from each team faced off at the 30-minute Heritage Classic. That match won by Edmonton 2-0. Back when those outdoor games were kind of interesting. Now they're just like, well, sight lines suck. 1986, Mike Tyson defeated Trevor Burbick by knockout in the second round to win the World Boxing Council's Heavyweight Championship in Las Vegas. At age 20 years and 5 months, he was the youngest heavyweight champion in history. 1981, the Edmonton Eskimos won the Grey Cup, defeating the Ottawa Rough Riders 26-23 to become the first team to win the CFL Championship 4 years in a row. Yeah, that was painful. Edmonton made it 5 in a row the following year, beating Toronto Argonauts. Yeah, that's why I don't like them. 1973, in a TV address, Prime Minister Pierre Elliott Trudeau asked Canadians to voluntarily restrict their consumption of fuels and predicted an energy rationing program at the retail level would not be needed if Canadians cooperated. 1963. You knew this was coming. U.S. President John F. Kennedy was shot as he rode in a presidential motorcade in Dallas, Texas. He died minutes later in hospital, and Lyndon Johnson was sworn in as president. The Warren Commission was appointed to investigate Kennedy's murder and concluded Kennedy was killed by a single bullet fired by Lee Harvey Oswald. Oswald himself was shot and killed 2 days later after the assassination by Dallas nightclub owner Jack Ruby while being transferred between jails. And the questioning has never stopped since. Did not know this. 1906. The SOS distress signal was adopted at the Second International Radio Telegraphic Convention in Berlin. Didn't know they had such a thing. Replacing the call sign CDQ. Sometimes abbreviated as Come Damn Quick. The letters SOS is not an abbreviation or an acronym, but were selected because they were easy to transmit. Now, over the years, it's been used as words associated such as Save Our Ships or Save Our Souls. But that's not the reason why. It's just because it was the two easiest things to send out on the Morse code. And on this date in 1718... the English pirate Blackbeard was killed during the battle off a Virginia coast. Blackbeard, whose real name was thought to be Edward Teach, and his gang of pirates had terrorized sailors on the Atlantic Ocean and Caribbean Sea for 2 whopping years, ambushing ships at dusk or dawn when the pirate ship was hard to see. Ooh, there you go, pirates, eh? All right. News, weather, sports ahead, right after Cody Johnson. Here's the painter.